You may remember Tig Notaro from her viral moment in 2012. She started her stand-up act like this.
Good evening. Hello. I have cancer. How are you? Hi, how are you? Is everybody having a good time? I have cancer. How are you?
She recovered, was the subject of a 2015 documentary, and has now created a TV series called One Mississippi that premieres today on Amazon. Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
And let's start with a clip of this new show. Here is Tig Notaro and her brother and their stepfather. They're riding in a car to their mother's funeral.
You got your eulogy ready?
No, I thought I'd do something off the cuff. Of course I have it ready. It's the last thing I'll ever say to her.
Well, really not the last thing you'll say to her. Because she can't hear you, obviously. The last thing you said to her was probably something like, okay, or bye.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for that.
Seems kind of dark, Eric.
Just a little, just a touch. Yeah, so this, people who know Tig Notaro's story, she, you know, became well-known because she did this great stand-up routine that was built around a lot of tragedies that have been going on in her life, including having cancer. And there was a point in her life where she, I think, had recovered from cancer, but she was struggling with a different illness, an intestinal illness. And her mother died, and she had to go back to Mississippi to sort of reconnect with this family that she'd always had trouble connecting with and deal with that death. And this series sort of centers on that, and it opens. I mean, you know, what kind of comedy opens with the lead character's mother getting taken off a respirator and slowly dying in the hospital as the lead character watches. And so it's funny, but Amazon calls it a traumedy.
A
traumedy, because basically you're seeing how these characters react to this trauma, and sometimes it's funny, and sometimes it's absurd, and sometimes it's very dramatic.
Well, there's another series out next Friday, also on Amazon. It's called Fleabag, and this show centers on Phoebe Waller-Bridge, a British cafe owner. Let's listen to a clip here. She's trying to apply for a loan at a bank, recently embroiled in a sexual harassment scandal, and she accidentally reveals her bra during the interview.
I'm sorry, that kind of thing won't get you very far here anymore.
Oh, no, sorry. I thought I had a top on underneath.
Yeah, okay.
No, seriously. In this case, genuine accident.
I can see you, given our history, why you might think.
No, seriously, I wasn't trying to. I was hot.
I take this kind of thing very seriously.
I'm not trying to shag you. Look at yourself.
Please leave.
So, Eric, that one sounds less like a traumedy, although I understand that this show also has to do with loss.
Yeah, that character has a loss in her life, and I'm not going to detail it because that would be a spoiler, but you meet this character. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is actually the actress who plays the character. The character's named Fleabag, which is interesting, and that's the name of the show too, of course. And we see her sort of trying to find her place in modern life, you know, sex, feminism, and, you know, through it all, she's dealing with sort of anger and loss. And then at the end of this pilot, you find out the loss that she's dealing with, and it forces you to rethink all of this really dysfunctional stuff that you saw in her life, and it recalibrates everything in the pilot, and of course refocuses what you're going to see to come. It's based on a stage play that was very successful in Britain, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge, some people might remember her from the second season of Broadchurch, which was a show that aired on the BBC and BBC America. She played a defense attorney there, but here she's written all six episodes. She's the creative force and the star.
And it does make you realize that even though death is something that everyone has to deal with, that it's kind of rare for that to be so central to a show. And I'm not talking about death by being eaten by a monster or having a dragon breathe fire on you, but just ordinary death.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's a topic that is tough for people to talk about or think about for an extended period. And, you know, 6 Feet Under on HBO did a great job of pointing out how much we avoid facing death in our lives. And I think these two series, it's kind of courageous in a way of Amazon to take two comedies and bring them out so close to each other and have them both deal with death and loss sort of in a more direct way. And it, I think we're at this point in sort of peak TV or the TV, you know, explosion, where we've got to explore every nook and cranny of modern life, and we've got to take, you know, really great and unsparing looks at things that we normally try to avoid. And so it would only make sense that some creative people would come along and try to figure out a new way to talk about death and how we cope with it in our lives. And these two shows are really interesting ways of doing it. And that they're both on Amazon, I think it gives you a sense of, you know, Amazon's just trying a bunch of different things. They're trying things that, you know, other people aren't doing in an effort to get people to come to their service. And it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, these are both great shows. They're well worth checking out, not just for the performances, but for the ideas behind them.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking with us about two new Amazon shows. Eric, thanks.
Thanks for having me.